The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right. What's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. It is 7:12 a.m. The sun's out. August 31st, 2024. Julio's, he's taking a break. So Carl stepped in. What's up, Carl?
Carl here.
What's going on?
Just woke up this morning, the alarm, set my alarm clock for 6:30 like I told you I would, and it went off. And the first thing I thought was to tell you that the storm took out my internet last night. I couldn't be on the show because I didn't want to wake up. And my wife says, "You told me to do it, get up." So that's what I did.
Good. Good for her. What's her name?
Agatha.
Well, tell her thanks for...
Yeah. Hey, Agatha.
Helping you not be a piece of shit this morning.
Don't call me a piece of shit.
All right. Man, I've been watching this video. Now, you probably don't have any clips or anything, right?
No, not this time.
That's fine. So you got to, like, when you do clip, I don't know if you, I'm not going to get into it on the show. I'll talk to you
don't worry about it right now.
Off air. Yeah. Okay. All right. I was laughing my ass off watching this. Oh,
from the beginning, if you were born a boy, you stay a boy. Girls are girls right from the start.
Imagine how canceled he'd be right now.
You stay a girl and grow up to be a lady. Only girls can be the mummies. Only boys can be the daddies. Yes.
I mean, I don't see. It's ridiculous that that's so easy to argue these days that it can be different. It's wild. Yeah.
It's just outdated. That was Mr. Rogers for the people who don't know.
It's not outdated. What he said's not outdated. What he said's right.
Right.
It's just like all that shit in England going on where you can't say anything untoward or it's considered illegal or jailable offense. Like they jailed some fucking teenager for posting a meme. That's fucking ridiculous. And you look at like you got people on the right saying that you look to Canada and England as like a what you call it for 10 years down the road for us. And I don't want to fucking be like that. I mean, that's just exactly what's going to happen if Kamala takes office. You know, fucking Tim Balls, he doesn't believe in free speech. Who knows?
Well, we got more guns than people, so that's the only thing that's stopping them, really.
Well, Biden says you're going to need an F-16 to take down the government.
Yeah, he's assuming that... all the soldiers think like him, but that's not true. I know that for a fact because I was one. So I'm waiting on a package from AutoZone. I got to fix my daughter's blower motor for air condition.
I was going to make a dildo joke and tell you that was for your daughter. Always something, right?
Yeah. Fuck Amazon. It'll be coming. No. Hell no. I never use fucking Amazon.
I didn't say
fuck Bezos.
I left work on Wednesday, pulled in and got gas right across the street, and I went to start my car and motherfucker wouldn't start. good fucking battery. It's the same battery since when I bought the car. Whatever. It's been long enough. I should have known better, but still, $175 out the door.
That's fucking insane, dude. It used to be like $40.
Yeah, well, I mean, you were a teenager. You probably got your license in the 60s. I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure, but yeah, it's wild how much shit costs. And then, you know, go back to Kamala. She keeps talking about how when she gets in office, bitch, you are in office. Why don't you lower prices now, you fucking see you next Tuesday? Can I say cunt?
You can say whatever you want.
Oh, like Julio dropping J-bombs about the Jews?
He said the N-word on here.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
Not exactly, but...
I'm not going to go that far.
Anyway, now I got my license in 1990.
I'm about to take it away in 2024.
But that was... I think I turned 18 in 1990, so I couldn't get my license until I was 18 because I got my license suspended when I was 15.
Yeah, for what?
I crashed a stolen car.
That'll do it. You were a rough kid back then, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, I was badass. Terrible. Luckily, that was all most of that shit was on my juvenile record. I still had to get a waiver to get in the military.
Yeah, well. All those roads led to now, so I guess it's good that it happened.
Yeah, they straightened me out a little bit. All right, so you see the new logo, right?
Yeah.
You can't see the whole thing, but...
I see enough to know I don't like that dog.
That's my dog, fucker.
I hate him.
So I took a picture of a Conspiracy Soldiers logo. And then I took a picture of my dog and I put him on ChatGPT. And I said, make me a new Conspiracy Soldiers logo. And that's what it came up with. But
it don't look bad. I mean, as far as the idea behind it.
So what? Well, I'll tell you what it's about. It's a marketing technique. They say that, like, if you put a dog on your logo, or like, say it's like a different type of deal, like a company, like they're trying to do a toilet paper commercial or whatever, right? Like they like it. The toilet paper people use bears, which is weird to watch a bear wiping its ass, but
you don't get any fucking dingleberries,
but. They say if you put a dog in your logo or your commercial that it attracts people. Like it makes them feel more trustworthy towards your product.
I've never heard that in my life, but all
right. Right. It's a marketing technique. They teach people that shit in college. All right. Let's see here.
I thought we were going to talk about the Jews. I thought that's why I came on here.
Go ahead. What do you want to talk about?
Ah, you called my bluff. I don't.
I mean, we might get into that. I don't know. Obviously, we don't have Carl's clips this week. He's here in person.
Not this time. And I'm glad I came on just because I... didn't do any research for one this time.
Hey, I never do.
Yeah, well, it shows.
All right, I love this Alex Jones clip right here.
I'm a guy that takes depressants, not pills, alcohol, because I can't handle the truth. And I know that's the issue. I can't handle how alive I am right now in the fight against these tyrants and how hard I'm going to push to go after them because I'm so full of life and so full of resistance to these murdering pedophiles that want to get in the way of God's plan. Let me tell you, I've been taken up to the third heaven. I've been jacked into the big plan. I've seen it. I can't even compute all of it. It's so fantastical. You've not seen nothing. You ain't heard nothing. You ain't smelled nothing like this. I don't have words to tell you. But I tell you, anybody tries to get in the way of the incredible plan the big guy's got for us has got me pissed, and I'm just begging to stay on the team, man. Just put me in the game, coach. Whatever you say, coach. I know I'm weak. I know I'm pathetic. Man, you're amazing. I'm so lucky you made me. What do I do, boss? What do I do? I'm like a hunting dog, man. Just take me out of the house. Just turn me on them. Just tell me what I got to do. Tell me how I serve you. Tell me what I can do for you right now. Woo! I'm a guy.
Fucking love that guy. He's fucking great, isn't he?
Yeah, he's wild.
He's a performer.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's a shtick to one degree or another, but he's not wrong about everything.
Right. You can't. I mean, when you're in front of a camera for that many years, you're gonna become somewhat of a performer, but I mean, he's got to be true to his game. I mean, I don't think he's making any of this shit up.
Right.
I listen to his shit. I mean, he puts out an episode every day, and it's like 3 fucking hours long. Even though I say 35-40% of it is fucking ads and shit, you know, for all his products, which kind of gets on my nerves. But I got Pocket Cast, so I can fast forward over that shit.
Right.
What do you use?
I don't listen to fucking Alex Jones.
You listen to podcasts.
Oh, fucking Spotify.
So the logo hasn't changed for Spotify?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to that stupid shit. Let me look. When did it allegedly change?
I changed it a couple days ago.
I don't know. If it did, it looks the same to me. It's a green circle with 3 little lines on it. I don't know what it used to look like. Fucking looking up stuff about Trump right now. I was listening to you, but I was also looking up shit. Spotify new logo. I mean, if you wouldn't have told me it would change and somebody had a gun to my head, I'd say that's the same logo it always was.
That probably is. It should look like what's behind me right now. But mine didn't change yet either.
No, you have the dog behind you, that ugly ass butt.
That's my dog, you piece of shit. Next time you come over, you're gonna find out.
Did you read anything about they fucking indicted Trump again?
Yeah, I know about that. They're fucking desperate.
Yeah.
Shit's getting so fucking played out.
What they're doing is now that because the Supreme Court ruled that he was doing things with inside his presidential capabilities or whatever, now they're saying that, well, he used him talking on Twitter and shit was him campaigning. So they're saying that now they can charge him with conspiracy to defraud the U.S., conspiracy to stop, and I'm stuck in conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding. That's a fucking stupid charge. And conspiracy against rights. This is so fucking stupid.
It's getting to be like fucking Canada and Europe, man. You can't even fucking talk on social media anymore.
Everything online is fucking ridiculous. It's all, they say, in a split decision. It was 6-3. They, you know, the Supreme Court ruled that he was wrong because he is wrong. And you have Ketanji James of Jackson, her stupid fucking name. She's just a dumb bitch. She doesn't even know what a woman is.
Who are you talking about?
I was making fun of Ketanji Brown Jackson, that fucking the Biden appointee to the Supreme Court who doesn't know what a woman is.
Oh, yeah. That's the newest one, right?
Huh? Yeah. That shit's so insane that that's even a question. Like, look, there are hermaphrodites. There are people who are born with a dick and a pussy. There are hermaphrodites. That's a thing. There are people born with like a tiny little penis like you, or like a little tiny little nub. And then they have like part of a girl. It happens. There's people born with XY chromosomes that look like a man, just like that bitch in fucking Eastern Europe who was boxing in the Olympics. It's a thing. It happens. But that's like 0.0 times 15, 1% of the population. So to think that there needs to be a protected class for these fucking people is mind-boggling.
Oh, so you're trying to say that boxer was legitimately a woman?
I don't know. I didn't take down her skirt.
Well, I mean, you said it, not me.
I'm saying that.
I thought it was a legitimate male, and there was two of them. One from, I can't remember the country anymore. It's been a couple months now, but there's one from Asia and one from, anyway, they didn't let them box in the
last. Yeah, one was from Algeria and one was from Taiwan.
Yeah, and they didn't let them box last time because they.
The one from Algeria was I-Man.
Yeah.
It's I-M-A-N-E. That's hilarious. I-Man. Khalif, and then Lin Yuting of Taiwan. But they failed gender tests in the past, eligibility tests in the past. It's whatever. Those things do happen. She just could be a really, really, really masculine female. It's possible. I mean, I saw interviews with the one from the Middle East, and it sounds like a woman. But who knows what they do to fucking interviews and audio and all that bullshit these days. That's why there needs to be a fucking EMP, take out it all, and start over.
I just started following one of those he-girls.
You think she's hot?
It was a rugby player.
I'm talking about, I saw that one. The one that was on the cover of Swimsuit Magazine or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. A little too muscular for me. I'm not saying she's ugly.
I kind of felt bad for her, to be honest, because everybody talks shit about her, but
yes,
yeah, she's she really is a female.
Yeah,
and everybody's talking shit.
Well, you can never fuck her though.
What do you mean?
She'd fuck you always, every time. She'd be the boss.
I mean, that's the way it would be with you, but I don't take that shit, so.
Yeah, well, she's like 6'3", and she'd fucking put your little squirrely ass in the bed and do what she needed to do.
I disagree with that.
Whatever. But she is pretty fucking jacked.
Yeah. I'm going to have to start watching rugby.
And isn't that golf on a horse with a fucking croquet mallet?
No, it's just like football, except they don't wear no pads or nothing.
What's the one that they play in England that's golf on a horse with a croquet mallet?
I don't watch any of that shit. I don't remember the name of it. All right, I got another clip here.
All right.
It's Mike Tyson.
I like Donald Trump, you know? Donald Trump stood up for me when I was told, when they talked bad about me, and the people said, what do you think about this convicted rapist said he was for you? He, you know, he spawned and he said, he accepted my, vouching for it. He accepted that and said, Mike is my friend, and I respected that.
Mike Tyson was greeted at his door at 1 o'clock in the morning by a woman. He then...
Well, we don't need to go through the case again.
This is ridiculous. The woman was dancing at 8 o'clock, and this guy's in jail for 6 years. I don't understand it. I think it's wrong. I think
due process of law prevailed.
He had one of the worst defense lawyers I've ever seen. This was the worst defense. I mean, their defense essentially was that anybody that goes out with Mike Tyson knows she's going to be raped, and therefore, Mike Tyson... This is his defense. I think it was a horrible job.
Am I going to say, fuck him, he's a racist pig? You know, I can't find myself to say that. Right. I can't say that.
Right.
He talked to me about reverencing me. So that's fuck. I ain't going to say nothing disrespectful about him. He never said anything. He said beautiful things about me. So what do I do? I was hoping he said something disrespectful about me. I could deal with that. But I can't deal with him saying something nice and I think something that's disrespectful about him or against him.
And knowing your personal experience is...
Yeah, I can't do that. I'm the Tom then. If that's the Tom, I'm the fucking Tom.
Right. I got you.
I like that.
I hate that fucking guy. I can't remember his name. That fucking ginger fucking fake tough guy from who acts like he's from New York, but he's fucking was in New York till he was like 3 and then moved out west. You know what I'm talking about?
I didn't even see who he was talking to.
Yeah, it's that fucking curly-headed homo from I don't know his fucking name. He hates Donald Trump. He calls him Pig Dick Donald.
The actor?
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name either.
Michael Rappaport.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, now because of all this Israel shit, he might vote for Trump. I don't give a fuck about Israel or Palestine. I don't give a fuck about Russia and Ukraine. I don't care. I care about our country. And now that might make me a bad person. That might make me... be a bad Christian.
I don't care either.
Because I don't give a fuck about those places. Figure out yourself, assholes.
I mean...
The Russia thing, Obama ceded Russian land to Ukraine in 2008 or 9 or whatever it was. That's Russian land. Those Russian-speaking people, those are people who want to be part of Russia. That's fucking Russia as far as I'm concerned. Fuck Ukraine.
Most of them want to be Russian.
Yeah,
still
so fuck them.
To this day. 2014 was officially when they installed their cabinet that they wanted over there.
Right.
And
you got that.
It's all bullshit.
Song and dance Mary as the president who always comes over here begging for money.
Yeah, he's a fucking comedian.
Yeah, you know what you could do with all that, however many hundreds of billions of dollars you could give Ukraine? You could have built these 300,000 houses or whatever that Kamala wants to build, which is just going to drive up interest even worse. All this fucking free money. It's insane the amount of free money that they want to give away right now. $25,000 tax credit to first-time home buyers. I think that's what it is. Fuck you. I didn't get that shit. Go fuck yourself.
No. Well, if you were an illegal immigrant, you'd be taken care of better than you are now.
You know?
And I don't know.
I got no problem with equal opportunity. What I have a problem with is equal outcome. It's not right that both people, like, you don't go to work, but yet you can still have a house next door to mine that's just as nice as mine, but you don't have to work. You know, I'm not talking about because you had a trust fund baby or whatever the fuck. I'm just saying that if you don't work, then you don't get, you know?
Right. I mean, Kamala Harris said the quiet part out loud.
Oh, yeah. She's done it a couple times.
She said it doesn't matter what you do to get it. It just, everybody needs to wind up in the same place. They call it equity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's part of the ESG. What is it?
I don't remember.
All right.
Hey, look up Amy, A-I-M-E-E, Kringle with a C. Look that person up real quick.
Amy.
A-I-M-E-E. Kringle with a C. You misspell that too?
Like Chris Kringle.
Yeah, but with a C.
All right. Images. Yeah, she's pretty buff, but what's this about?
Oh, just something I just saw. She's cute, but she's obviously way too jacked.
Yeah. I don't know. Usually, like, bodybuilders are attracted to, like, female bodybuilders. I mean, let's face it. A lot of the times, bodybuilders are attracted to each other. There's a lot of queer bodybuilders, but the ones that like chicks like these types.
Well, yeah, I looked at one picture, like, and she has these, I don't even know what the muscle is called, below your abs, like right above your hip, like to where your pelvis, where it's all like cut in deep. Like, that's not attractive. I wouldn't want to fuck that. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a 10. I'm a good 8.9 at least, but, you know, she just.
Oh, you're gay.
Shut up.
Let's see what I got.
And now I don't got to worry about it today.
I haven't had to cut my fucking grass in like, feels like 3 weeks, man. Because it's so fucking
insane. Dude, I got to do it twice a week. I didn't put down fertilizer or nothing.
I don't get it. My shit ain't growing. It's starting to turn brown and shit because of the heat.
Oh, no, dude. My shit's, like, it should be brown by now. You know, it should be summer brown, but mine's not. It's fucking, look at this. I'm gonna text you a picture to see, just for the point of conversation.
I used to use that weed and feed from Menards. Then I felt like it might be getting into the garden and shit, and I stopped using it. I mean, it's been 3-4 years, probably 3 years since I stopped, and I still don't have any fucking dandelions or anything. That stuff is straight up fucking poison.
No, that's weird. I don't know. I mean, there might be one or two, but there's not a lot of dandies out here either. All right, did you get that picture? Look at that fucking grass, dude.
No, I didn't get shit.
Hey, well, it should be set now. We should have gotten
it. Oh, there it is.
You see how green that shit is? It's green as fuck.
My shit isn't.
So yours doesn't look like that?
I mean, mine is starting to turn like yellowish from all this fucking heat and sunshine. I don't know.
When we first bought the house about 10 years ago, I used weed and feed or whatever the fuck it was. And I had to mow the grass 3 times a week. That was the first and last year I used that shit. Because, you know, when I first bought my house, I wanted to have, like, the best looking yard in the neighborhood.
Right.
And just too much work, dude. I work too much.
That's how I used to be. Now I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, well, my wife will mow the yard, but she doesn't do it how I like it. AKA a bad job. So.
I would never let my wife cut the grass. It's a man's job.
Well, you know, I'm at work, buddy.
I don't.
I
don't let my wife cut the grass. I don't let her take out the trash or clean the toilets. I'll clean the toilets, too. She does everything else.
You do latrine duty?
Yep.
No, I don't. I clean the house because I like the house being clean, and I want it done when I want it done. So I help clean. But whatever. Let's get to some conspiracy shit.
What do you got?
What do you think is going to happen on November 5th? You think we're going to go to bed on the 5th? Trump's going to be winning and wake up on the 6th and he fucking lost just like last time?
Maybe. If there even is an election. Yeah, right. I think there's a good chance we don't even have an election. They're getting desperate. I mean, now with RFK Jr. switching, taking Trump's back. I mean, if they fucking rig this election, it's so fucking apparent. It's so obvious that it's a scam. You know what I mean?
If they would, now these aren't my words. I don't want to claim to be a super smart man, even though I am super smart. That joke didn't land. But if they would have been smart, the Democrats would have propped RFK up because all he did was take away votes for Trump. You know, people would vote for him as opposed to Trump. But now that he endorsed Trump, a lot of those people are going to vote for Trump. So they only fucking shot themselves in the foot again.
Well, he only dropped out of the states that would help. You know what I'm saying? He picked and choose. No, he picked and choose which states he took his name off the ballot.
Oh, I didn't know he did that.
Yeah.
It's even better.
So he's really trying to stick it to the Democrats because they fucked him. You know what I'm saying?
Like they did Bernie. And right. Not that I was a fan.
They're so fucking crooked. All right, hold up. My wife needs me.
All right, you're going to pause it?
Yeah.
Hey, don't start recording yet.
I already did. What's up?
Nothing. I can't say it now.
Let me tell you what happened.
I thought about the Jews.
You can talk about the Jews on air. All right. So, I told you I was waiting on a package from AutoZone, right?
I interrupted that.
So my daughter had to work. She's got to work at 9. I thought she said 9. Huh?
You said Amazon?
AutoZone.
Okay. Unpaused?
Yeah. So I was waiting on a package from AutoZone. I got to switch out my... I already took the old blower motor out. I'm going to install the new one when the part comes.
Right.
But my daughter has to work at the golf course. So...
Oh, it's a 6-letter, wait, 7 letters, ends in T.
The golf course?
Yeah. It ends in the letter T, the name of it?
No.
Okay.
Fuck,
dude, that's the closest one. It's right down the road.
No, this one's, it's a pretty good drive. But both of my daughters work there. But anyway, my wife woke up out of a dead sleep because she heard my daughter leaving for work.
Right.
And she was supposed to take my wife's car and leave her car here, but she didn't. And my wife came rushing out to the garage, like pointing outside. And I'm like, what the fuck? Because she usually sleeps in. And that's when I said, all right, I got to go. My wife needs me. And then I went upstairs and she was already on the phone calling my daughter, telling her to come back. And, you know, so I went outside and switched keys with her and all that because she doesn't get off work till like 3. And my wife just wanted me to get it done as soon as the part comes. So it was one of those deals.
Oh, fucking air went bad in my wife's car. And you know what happened? I did the right thing.
What's that?
She made me take her car, so I had to have her car in the summer because she can't stand the heat.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't bad when the windows were down. I mean, when you're moving, it's not that bad. I can handle that plenty fine. But when the sun's beating down on you, fucking 95 degrees, that shit was rough.
Oh, yeah. Shit, man, this truck I got now, it's still an old truck. It's a 2008. But I usually just buy trucks cash. Like I'll lay down $3,000 or whatever. But this is the first truck I've ever had that had air conditioning in it.
Wait, you paid $3,000 for that truck?
No, not the one I got now.
No.
This is also the first truck I ever had payments on this truck. I mean, it's a pretty good looking truck. Still in good shape.
It's maroon, isn't it?
It's like a brick red.
Right.
Yeah.
What's your license plate number?
I'm not going to say that on air, you piece of shit.
All right. My feelings.
So the NFL starts on Thursday. You probably don't. I don't know if you give a shit about that, but I do.
Even if I did, I wouldn't now because of all the fucking woke shit. But no, I don't. The only professional sport I watched was basketball.
Basketball is the worst, dude.
I watched that until the Pistons stopped winning. That was 2000. Last time I stopped watching when the Pistons stopped going to the finals, or the East Coast finals, which was like 20, 2009, I think, was last year they did that. And I don't know nobody. I don't know a single player on the Pistons anymore. I don't know who the GM is. I don't know who the coach is. I don't know a single motherfucker. I just hopefully it's fucking Joe Dumars because he fucking really tanked that shit. He was a piece of shit for, as a GM or whatever he was, president.
How long you been a Pistons fan?
Well, I was a Bulls fan when I was a kid because when I was a kid, it was the three-peat years. But other than that, my whole life. My parents were Pistons fans.
I met Chuck Daly in person.
Who's that?
He used to be the coach of the Pistons.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Fuck. GM.
Okay, so I was at Northfield Park, which is it's a horse racing track near Cleveland.
Yeah, what are you doing there? Watching basketball?
I grew up there.
At a horse race track?
Yeah. My dad used to go to the track Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Like clockwork. Oh, yeah. But there was a horse named, get this, the horse was named Isaiah Thomas.
Was it a winner?
I'm pretty sure. I think it did win. And it was so weird. So I'm pretty sure me and my buddy bet on that horse just because it had a weird name. And we're fucking walking around. Next thing you know, we see Chuck Daly. And I didn't even know who the fuck he was because I don't really like basketball.
Right.
And then he walked past us. And my friend was like in shock. And then he just turns around and goes, "Hey, Chuck." Right. And then it was Chuck Daly. And then the little, the shorter white dude with like a white afro. He was like his assistant or whatever. They were both there. Yeah. I have no idea what his name is, but, they both turned around and came talking to us. And I happen to have a Michael Jordan t-shirt on. And he goes, "Nice shirt."
Yeah, I bet he was a fan of that.
Right.
I've never met anybody famous. You talking about Dick Carter?
Don't know him.
Dick Carter was – that's a funny name. Dick Carter. Man.
Is that the assistant?
Yeah, his name is Dick Carter.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a. I mean, you wouldn't survive. I don't know if you'd survive with that name back then, but you sure as shit wouldn't survive with it now.
Oh, he was probably tough.
Yeah. Well, it's just like a boy named Sue.
That's what I was just getting ready to say. Yeah.
That's funny. No, he doesn't look like he has an afro, so I don't fucking know. No, he just looks like a regular white guy. White guy hair.
Yeah, my bread and circus is the NFL, so I'm a Browns fan, and I just can't help it. I don't like a lot of the shit that goes on, you know, and the NFL is the reason that I became involved in politics because I didn't like Kaepernick, and Trump started talking shit about Kaepernick before he was even president, and I was like, all about that shit because I fucking hate that taking a knee shit. And
yeah, you know, it's fucking funny how right Trump has been about everything, about what's going to happen. Just like he said, I remember, like, I think he was campaigning the first time around, and he's like, look what's going on in Sweden. And then all the media blasted him. There's nothing wrong with Sweden. And then, excuse me, sorry. All these videos came out about how immigrants are burning that shit down.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Not really. You talking about what year was that? Or how long ago? Or was that the first campaign or what? You're cutting out.
I'm not cutting out. You're cutting out. 2017.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean, the whole Europe is just fucking falling apart because of their woke shit.
Yeah, dude, and fucking letting those fucking Africans in, or Muslims, or whoever you want to say. Let me tell you, it's awful.
Yeah, a lot of rapes, and then they fucking don't even prosecute the motherfuckers.
Yeah, they jail a kid for like 48 months for a meme, but they let a immigrant who raped a kid out in a year. It is fucking wild. Let's talk about that, dude. Let's talk about fucking that. Do you remember all that shit a couple weeks back about how England was going to prosecute all these people from other countries, especially ours?
Right. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, how would you enforce that? I wanted to get Mr. Tough Guy and go on Twitter and talk shit, but I didn't. But I thought about it. Like, well, what are you going to do? Fuck you. You know, what are you going to fucking do? You're going to come here and you're going to arrest me with your stupid fucking bobby hat? Go fuck yourselves.
Their cops don't even have guns.
Yeah. That's something but I mean, if Kamala wins, it wouldn't surprise me if they did fucking show up here and arrest people. It wouldn't surprise me in a fucking bit. Just like the fucking president or the Supreme Court in Brazil. Did you see this guy who's all after Elon Musk?
No, I didn't see that.
Get your Google out real quick, because you got to see this fucking guy. This guy looks like a evil fucking troll.
What's his name?
I'm looking. I'm looking up.
And while you're looking that up, there was a story about a chick in I think it was England, and she videotaped one of these Muslim dudes taking a shit in the street, and she posted it, and she got arrested for it, because, I don't know, I guess that's a...
She's obviously inciting violence, right?
Whatever, man. I don't understand it. I'll tell you what, if they bring that shit to America... I'll be on that list. You've heard some of the shit I've said on here. I mean, whatever happened to fucking the Constitution? I don't know what the fuck's going on here.
A real pesky thorn in the left side is the Constitution. Fucking Tim Walz saying that, saying that, well, free speech isn't absolute, or the First Amendment isn't concrete, or however he phrased it. This was an old video, but he just said it. It absolutely is. Go fuck yourselves. They're doing everything they can to fucking strip us of our rights. And even when I hear my own fucking mouth say these things, I'm thinking, wow, that sounds kind of extreme. It does sound fucking extreme, because it is fucking extreme.
Right. Well, I mean, what? 2 or 3 episodes ago, I named it Horse Semen and Burning Tires.
I don't know the burning tire reference. I don't get that.
His wife. Tim Wall's wife.
Oh, she said that she liked the riots because she could smell burning tires.
And she said I left the windows open as long as I could. Yeah.
I don't know what a burning tire smells like. I never smelled one before, but I'm sure it's not good.
No, I've smelled it.
I bet you have, over in Somalia.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole fucking country is a burning tire. That whole part of Africa is a burning tire. Africa in its entirety is a burning tire.
No. There's a couple really nice countries over there.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Like what?
I can't remember the name of it.
I need you to think.
You just texted me something. What is it?
Look at this fucking guy. This is the judge that ordered the Supreme Court judge Alexandre de Marias, who blocked Twitter from Brazil, who says Twitter can no longer be in Brazil. Because he doesn't like the language he's using.
Fuck. He looks like he looks like
a demon.
Who's that guy that used to practice Satanism? Not Crowley.
Yeah, Crowley was a fat fuck.
I can't think of the motherfucker's name. He looks just like him.
I don't know who you're talking about. We need a fucking producer on here who's posting videos of what we're talking about or posting stills and shit. We need a fucking producer.
You gonna pay him? I'm not.
Still waiting on my check from you.
What's that?
I'm still waiting on my check from you.
Check for what?
For my services.
All right. Check's in the mail. You know how the postal service is, though.
Yeah, I know. I'll hold my breath.
Oh, Anton LaVey.
I don't know what he looks like.
Google it. He was a satanic dude, and his fucking daughter looks exactly like Taylor Swift. It's weird.
I don't know why people find her so hot. Her body is disgusting, and her face is, she looks similar. She's just a pale-skinned blondie. I'm looking at the comparison side by sides.
She's built like a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah. Nothing I'd love better than a fucking 12-year-old boy.
Oh, God. Don't start that shit.
What I mean is that, like, I don't, like, that's what's just, I don't want to break off on a different topic, but that's what's gross about people who think that's not attractive. There's no curves. That's what I'm trying to get at. There are no curves. Curves are hot. Tits are hot.
Oh, yeah. That's something I'm all about, curves.
Yeah, this skinny little bitch, she's not hot. Like, she's right. Gross. She's got no, she's just like a walking popsicle stick with a fucking head.
Yeah.
And a couple of arms and legs. That's what she looks like to me anyway.
I don't want nothing to do with a broomstick.
Yeah. Yeah. So hey, let's just not release this one because I misspoke a minute ago.
What are you talking about?
I made a joke that you always say, well, I'm not gonna release this episode.
Dude, are you fucking serious? We just wasted I mean, it's been an hour, but some of it was paused.
Yeah. Yes, I was kidding. I was saying...
Everybody knows you were joking around. Come on, man.
Yeah, it was a joke because you have said in past episodes, you're like, I'm not going to release this episode.
I always say that, but I always release it.
I know. That's what I was doing because it's funny.
Okay. I thought you were fucking serious, dude.
No. I did kind of fuck up my words a little bit, but I think I brought the shit back right.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
Yeah,
people criticize me there's one of the listeners. I don't know if you heard when the Southern Sinner called in a couple times, and he called in, left a voicemail. He said, every time Fox says this is going to be a short one, I take a drink. The episode was called Piss Drunk because he said he got so drunk that he pissed his pants. And I was just getting ready to say this is probably going to be a short one. I mean, it's Carl's first time, and it was a little awkward for me because we're just getting our rhythm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's all good. And
yeah, Julio doesn't, as the kids say, clap back. I do. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to sniff at me, I'm going to snap right back.
Oh, you're a tough guy.
No, I'm just, something like that.
Yeah, you're a keyboard warrior, because if you were here in front of me, I'd fucking scoop slam your ass.
We've met. I say, okay, whatever. Anyway. I'm good for a while, so unless you want to cut it short, I don't care. Whatever you want to do.
We can keep going if you want.
All right, let's talk about something then. What do you got? Show me a clip.
I'm looking. A lot of this shit that I've already... I was scrolling too far back here. Let me see what this is.
You know what surprised me about you? One of the earlier episodes was your knowledge of the Bible, which far surpasses mine. But that was surprising to know that you knew that much, like off the cuff stuff about the Bible and what things meant. Do you remember doing that?
Yeah, I love talking about the Bible. What do you remember exactly? Because I've done it several fucking times. I don't even remember what.
It was with it was you and Julio. It was probably one of his earlier episodes, but that's all I remember.
Nah, I don't. I really don't know.
Can you imagine being a Satanist? I'm stuck on this Anton Levey thing or Anton LaVey.
He looks just like that dude, doesn't he? I think he's trying to imitate him. Shaved head, fucking goatee, long black gown.
I don't even know. Who were we talking about the first time? I forgot. Oh,
the dude from Brazil.
Yeah, let me hold on.
Supreme Court or whatever.
Yeah, he does look just like him, except he's got a bald head.
I'm telling you, he's trying to imitate him. He's probably a Satanist too.
Well, that's the fucked up thing is that this dude is trying to outlaw Twitter in Brazil, but isn't Brazil like a huge drug country with cartels and shit?
Yeah.
Or is Brazil like a first class nation in South America? I'm pretty sure like all those. The only thing that's coming to mind is one of the Fast and Furious movies where they're driving through the favelas. Aren't the favelas in fucking Brazil where the giant statue of Jesus is at? I think that's true.
I'm not sure. I don't watch those movies.
Yeah, I don't watch them either. God, I don't understand a single one. But yeah, dude, the favelas, they're little like shanty towns that ride up the side of a mountain. You don't know what I'm talking about?
No. The only...
Bro.
Where's Costa Rica?
Costa Rica is where they filmed Jurassic Park.
Is that an island?
Yes.
South America?
I think it's south of Puerto Rico. I don't think it's South America.
Oh, okay. So it's the Caribbean.
Yeah.
All right, never mind. I was going to say that's probably the only... The nicest South American country, but it's not in South America, so fuck it.
It's north of Panama. You've been to Panama, haven't you?
Yeah.
What'd you go there for?
Training.
Yeah, I seem to remember that. So it's north of Panama, south of fucking Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. Three of the shittiest countries in the world. I don't know about Belize. You never hear about Belize. Maybe Belize is like their rich neighbor.
Julio's from Nicaragua. You're going to piss him off.
I don't care.
All right. Let's not talk shit.
You're the one. Okay, but you never heard of a favela.
No, I have never even heard of that shit.
Your phone. It's Favelas. You're going to know what it is right away. I forgot why I even brought this up. I don't know why I brought it up.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think going to South America would be fun. Like seeing all the ancient Aztec shit. But what's wild is just like up here in like the Pacific Northwest, you get mauled by a bear before you even know what's happening. You know what I mean? And down there, there's fucking cougars and panthers and snakes and bugs and lizards that could all kill you. It's wild that we live here in the great state of Ohio where that shit is not there are no bugs like that. I saw a thing that one of my buddies posted. He lives a little bit west of us, and he has fence posts around his property because he's a pasture farm. And he went to open the gate. He sticks his hand in, inside like a little box to open the latch, and he saw like a cloth netting, like a spider web, but like a cloth netting over that. Do you know what kind of web that is?
What is it?
I would have had no idea until he told me this. That's indicative of a black widow. So he kind of pulls it apart and looks in there. And sure enough, there's a fucking a big ass egg sack. I'll send you the picture right fucking now. There's a big ass egg sack at the top right. And on the top left, you see a big motherfucking black widow.
I think I've got some of those on my fucking deck, dude. I'm not bullshitting.
Well, send me a picture of that. I'd like to see that when you get a chance. No, you don't have any fucking. They're not in Ohio. They say, let me rephrase. They're extremely rare in Ohio, and their bites are even more rare, apparently, according to Google. But
huh,
I don't fucking know.
The one thing that sticks out in my mind about Panama is the monkeys.
They're what, like little squirrel monkeys who will steal your fucking banana out of your hand. That's not racist.
No, they run in packs and they're territorial. So like if you're walking through the jungle and you're in their quote unquote neighborhood, they'll turf. Start shitting in their hand and throwing it at you. It sucks.
Are they hard like pellet shits or are they like
It's like it's almost like human shit.
Oh, so it's like a splat if it hits you.
I didn't get hit with any of it.
Like a mushy banana.
Yeah, something like that.
Gross.
Yeah.
That's funny as fuck though. But you know that's not they're not smart or being. Well, I mean they are smart, but they're not. Being cocky, that's like a defense mechanism that makes them have to get out of nowhere. That's how I feel every time a cop pulls behind me. And I don't even fucking break the law. I don't smush his fucking roll stop signs. Huh. Straight as a fucking arrow.
I'll tell you what, man, if you're like a local from that area, you would avoid I would avoid the areas where I know monkeys are going to throw shit at me. I'd go the other way. So, I mean, it's effective.
Take the long way around.
Right. Oh, shit.
One more thing about Costa Rica. It was Venezuela. When I was a kid, real young, 93, I think it was, 93 or 91, whatever it was. No, they didn't go to Venezuela. They went to Chile. Was it Chile or Venezuela? I don't remember. It was like in the south of South America.
You said you went there?
No. My mom and dad did for work.
Okay.
My dad is a salesman or was. And they went down to the south of South America. And I remember pictures of my mom on the beach. And this wasn't in the picture. But my mom told me stories that after the fact. There were kids fucking carrying machine guns, like old Russian AKs.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Just fucking children.
You know where they? You know where they get that shit?
Russia or well, the USSR back when.
They get the fucking CIA takes that sends that shit down there.
Oh well, wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, they got. It's like when I was in fucking Somalia, we were getting, we took over the University of Mogadishu and made a base camp there. It was a United Nations. All the fucking different armies were stationed there from the UN.
Jesus, dude. Somalia is on the fucking west coast, well, east coast of Africa.
Right.
Ugh. Right next to Yemen and Ethiopia and Kenya. What a dump. Was there anywhere nice that wasn't the ultra 0.1%, or was it all just a dump?
You already asked me that. I can't remember the name of it, but there was a place that they were sending people on R&R. I didn't get to go, but they said it was super nice. What's that?
In country?
It was north. It was at a northern, a little bit north of Somalia.
Okay, so there's Ethiopia. Probably not that.
No.
There's Yemen, there's Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Sudan, maybe Sudan.
No.
South Sudan. It wasn't Uganda. Those are all the northern countries.
I can't remember. It's a small country, dude.
Like tiny, tiny?
Yeah.
There's something called Eritrea, E-R-I-T-R-E-A.
All right.
I can't tell if it's a city or a country.
You know,
but anyway.
Yeah, keep.
Let me keep guessing. Was no, it
keep keep talking. I'm going to bring up a map.
All right. Yeah, you look that up. It's just wild how big the world is. And you just wonder why we can't have enough food to feed everybody in universal health care. Healthcare is a right.
Because it ain't our fucking problem.
Healthcare is a fucking commodity. Now, I've said before, I'm a Christian, and I do believe in doing the right thing. Unfortunately, there's nothing I can do for Israel or Palestine or Russia or Ukraine. I can't do anything for any of the lady boys in Thailand. I can't help these people. I can't do anything. China, fuck, that's a whole other conversation. Do I think one of the worst things the United States ever did was help China in the 30s and prop them up? Because in the 30s, China was a fucking dump. It was starving people, no technology. And then the U.S. came in, and during the Pacific Theater, the U.S. would give supplies and equipment to China, and all these different states in China back then, the warlords would all fucking hoard it, but eventually they fucking started using it to learn how to replicate it on their own and make China into what it is now. It's wild. Have you seen those miles and miles and miles of apartment buildings and townhouse buildings or whatever in China that are fucking empty, where China just built these massive cities that are just fucking empty? There's nobody there. There's nobody live there. You seen that shit?
Yeah. Well, now they're putting up these apartment buildings that have like a glass wall so you can be surveilled at all times. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah. And I was looking at this fucking map and I'm not finding it. Maybe it was a city, and that's why I don't fucking. I don't know.
Glass buildings.
Just put Chinese surveillance buildings. Oh, I got Sudan.
That's crazy too. That. They're like in London, which is like the most surveilled city in the world, I've heard.
Right, it is. And they got fucking cameras everywhere. They're charging people for driving gas vehicles.
Yeah, it's weird that, I've heard that before. But that's weird that it's all this surveillance, but they can't stop these fucking Muslim rape gangs from raping little girls, and I'm sure boys too.
Oh yeah, I've heard it both ways. And well, they're trying to push that shit because it's satanic, man. I mean, they're against, the devil hates the nuclear family, and they're fucking really, they're really fucking pressing down, man, trying to push that shit hard. It's like they're desperate, you know, like it's, they're running out of time or something. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I don't want to seem like a racialist. It just doesn't make sense to me that England, one of the old world powers, is importing all these people. Why is the mayor of London a foreigner? Sadiq Khan. Why is the mayor of London? Why would you vote in somebody who's not from your country? Why would you allow someone from another country to be voted in at all?
It's for the same reason that Ilhan Omar's in office, because they fucking imported so many Somalians into Minnesota.
You say that right, it sounded weird. How did you say that?
Ilhan Omar.
Yeah.
Ilhan Omar, whatever the fuck it is.
No, it's right. You're right.
And they imported so many. Obama imported so many Somalians into Minnesota that her own people voted her in. You know what I mean? That's the same thing that's going on in fucking England.
It's crazy, dude. Yep. You know, it's just the things that they let happen here. Fuck England. But it's just crazy, the things that let happen here. Like that fucking Chinese spy balloon that flew over all of the West and made it all the way down to fucking South Kakalaki all the way down there till they finally shot it down. Well, we have concerns about safety. There are plenty of empty fucking spots where they can shoot it down. They know where it's at. They can go there and fucking put out forest fire if it starts one. They know what the fuck's going on. They let that shit happen.
Right. Yeah. It's fucking nuts.
I got a buddy who lives down in South Carolina. He fucking saw it. Because what is the beach? Is it Daytona Beach? I don't remember the name of the beach.
Myrtle Beach.
Huh?
Talking about Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, Myrtle Beach. Yeah, that's where they shot down at, right?
I don't know.
I think that's what it was, but he lives right down there, and he said he fucking, I thought he said he saw it, or maybe he saw the plane scramble to get it. I don't remember. Either way, I know he saw the truth because he's a good guy. But it's wild they let that happen. Fuck you.
I know, man.
A fucking Chinese balloon? Or any other balloon for that matter.
Yep, right.
Which moves on to the next thing. What do you think about UFOs?
Before we switch here, you know, that big-ass balloon that they were calling a Chinese balloon.
Right.
I think that's what holds up these satellites that they use for, like, Google Maps and shit. I don't think they're fucking suspended in fucking anti-gravity outer space. I think it's a fucking balloon.
Hold on. UFOs or those satellites?
The satellites are supported with balloons, like the Chinese spy balloon. It might have been what it was. Maybe it was one of the satellites that fucking was running out of whatever fucking holds it up.
Or whatever. No, they're not. No, they're not, dude. Those maps are up in the atmosphere. They're not.
You're talking about anti-gravity outer space?
Anti-gravity? What?
Never mind.
Those are near-surface atmosphere satellites. Those are like... I'm looking at a thing. It doesn't say how high up they are, though. Yeah, I can't see how high up they are. Let's talk about UFOs. It'll be more fun.
Why? Because NASA says so?
NASA says what about what?
You're probably... whatever article you're looking up, that's probably... NASA probably made that shit up. I don't believe none of that shit.
It's on clearchoiceenergy.com. Oh, it's an ad. No, I'm looking at a map of satellites that are high up. I don't know how this shit works, dude. I'm not a fucking...
I'm telling you, they're held up by balloons.
Oh, you son of a bitch. I see one that doesn't look like it does. Hey, Google this. Google this. You what? Ready? It's not a word. It's an acronym. So it's GCOM-W1. It's a satellite. GCOM-W1. And then click on images.
Yeah. I
can say it. That motherfucker's got a balloon on top, doesn't it?
Yeah. But none of these are real pictures anyway. It's fucking cartoons.
Yeah, I see that.
NASA is a fucking... You know what? I got a fucking clip.
Oh, so you're one of these people who say that the moon landing was fake. I mean, dude, we saw the astronauts launch off of the moon on their return home trip. It was filmed. How could that possibly be fake?
Who filmed it?
That was the joke, dude. Yeah, who did film it? I don't know. How do they retrieve that footage? There was no fucking streaming.
All right, now you got me back on this. All right, I'm going to share a clip.
All right.
NASA. So here's the thing. NASA isn't a space agency. NASA is the World Intelligence Agency. Everyone reports to them. FBI, CIA, KGB, CCP. Well, why would they lie about the shape of the Earth? What difference does it make? NASA was created right after Project High Jump when Admiral Byrd flew out in Antarctica. On the other side of the South Pole, he found land bigger than the United States, filled with resources. Look at that. From the middle of Earth, he would be in where South Africa is or where Australia is. And another continent the size of the United States that no one has ever seen or set foot upon. What does that mean? What if he went from Middle America over what they call Antarctica and then found another continent out here?
And that would destroy our whole worldview of reality.
Now, what if there's other civilizations here? What if these are where the controllers of the world live? Okay? What if...
I'm getting chills right now.
Because the reality, your soul is going, yes, listen, listen. Right, get rid of your programmed mind. People don't realize, like, well, Russia would have ratted us out and this and that. They're all in it together. Everything that you know is a lie. The United Nations map, Flat Earth map. International Maritime Organization, Flat Earth map. World Meteorological Organization, Flat Earth map. International Civil Aviation Organization. These are the things that control the world. Why do they all have Flat Earth maps?
Well, I don't know. Artistically, maybe they couldn't.
Artistically? Is that your explanation? Here, now, let me ask you a question. If this is where we live, would you call this the outer space?
Sure.
What is it? More land? Extra territory? Extra terra?
Extraterrestrials.
Extraterrestrials from where?
Outer space.
Bingo. So why does it matter? Then when you understand that we're actually at the center of creation, this place was built for us, and we have natural law, which says that nobody can take our free will away. Okay. Once you understand that, that nobody has control over you, you take your power back. You stop feeding this beast system that we're in. Globers think they know everything, but they don't know anything. And it's only for those that are willing to look and understand and see why it matters that get it. You know, once you get it, you can't unget it. NASA. So.
All right.
Hey, first off, the Admiral Byrd thing is bullshit. It came off of alleged diary writings of his long after he died, and family of his said that it was embellished, that it was bullshit. That shit about him flying over Antarctica and suddenly finding a world that was out of nowhere. It was cloudy, overcast. He's flying through the fucking clouds. You can't see ground, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden he comes into a clearing, just bam. Bullshit. I don't believe that shit. I don't believe any of that fucking shit.
Okay, why is nobody allowed to fly there? They get shot down. All these countries that hate each other, supposedly, all have a fucking treaty promising not to fuck with Antarctica. You know, it doesn't make any fucking sense. It doesn't.
Well, like, who has a treaty? Fucking Russia, United States, Japan, England.
Yeah, like Germany. 80. I can't remember how many exact countries, but most of the fucking world powers are all in on a treaty that they won't fuck with Antarctica or go there or anything.
There was a video where a guy tried pulling a sled all the way across Antarctica, and I can't remember what happened, if he disappeared or if he made it or if he had to, I think he had to turn back, because shocking, right?
Right.
So all these conspiracies, I think that I don't fucking know. All these conspiracies, I think that if we really knew the truth, if we really knew what was going on, it would blow our fucking minds. I think everything is a lie. But I think what the supposed truths are, the possible truths, I think they don't hold a candle to what the actual truth is.
Yeah. See, now, I can't tell when you're being sarcastic or not. That's why this is a weird episode. Like, now you're agreeing with me. You told me that Admiral Byrd was full of shit.
I have no idea what that is.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I heard. My internet connection was fucked up. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, but it says my internet connection is unstable. No, I'm dead serious. That's what I heard. I heard that he would that story of him flying over Antarctica and coming across, he encountered a UFO and they like took control of the plane and made him go a certain way and then turned totally clear. I heard that was bullshit.
But it's not just coming from Admiral Byrd. There's other people that have acclaimed all this shit.
But it doesn't make sense that there's a green ecosphere in Antarctica. It doesn't make sense. It's the opposite way of the sun. It's the farthest way from the sun, just like the Arctic up north.
Yeah, if you fucking believe all the shit you were taught in school that they learned it from fucking NASA, which is one of the crookedest organizations out there, like this dude was saying on this video.
Right. Let me ask you a question. Can you name all five oceans? This is not a dig. I'm not making fun of you. I'm asking. Can you name all five oceans?
I don't know.
So there's
Pacific.
Okay. Pacific. That's one.
Indian.
Yep, that's two.
What's the other one? Arctic.
Yep, that's three. You're forgetting the one right next to us.
Yeah, what is it?
Atlantic, that's four.
Yeah. And
what's five?
Five.
Isn't it the Antarctic Ocean?
I didn't say that.
No, I did. I always thought it was called the Antarctic Ocean. It's not. It's called the Southern Ocean. Have you ever heard that in your life? What the fuck is it? Like, that's a Mandela effect like a motherfucker. Yeah, I've never heard.
Yeah, there's a lot of that shit going on, too.
I've never heard of the Southern Ocean in my life. Antarctic Ocean. Like, I swear to God, I was taught that as a kid. Southern Ocean? It's the stupidest name in the world. Why don't you just name it North, South, East, West, and Indian Ocean? Fucking stupid.
All right, man. We got to wrap this up. I'm not used to fucking recording this late because I'm used to doing like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Now I got a fucking package coming. I got to get to work and I got to put this episode out.
How long has it been?
I paused it a couple times, but it wasn't for a real long. So we got at least an hour.
How do you think I did on my first time? Pretty good. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, you did all right. Like I said, a couple, 2 or 3 times, I couldn't tell you were being sarcastic.
Yeah, I do that a lot. I'll try to be more clear. You signing out?
Yeah. Any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com, Conspiracy Soldier on Instagram, YouTube, all that stuff. And if anybody wants to call in and talk shit about Carl, 31 Flu Frog 6. Flu as in the Wuhan flu, FLU. 31 Flu Frog 6. And ain't got anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right, Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.